This is episode 18 of the Billions of Atoms podcast. Have you ever pondered the threads connecting us to the stars? The Billions of Atoms podcast explores these questions and more. Where science meets spirituality, personal stories reveal universal truths, and meaning becomes a shared journey. We delve into human connections, one story at a time. It's an auditory journey reclaiming humanity through the atomic bonds uniting us, exploring meaning, purpose, and personal growth. Join us on a reflective journey through modern landscapes, personal challenges, and the eternal quest for understanding. Approaching science, spirituality, personal identity, and curiosity, we invite you on an intimate yet expansive dialogue. In this series, we embrace the boundless quest for understanding, celebrate diverse thought, and revel in the beauty of uncertainty. Each episode aims to connect us, showing that profound truths often lie in our individual experiences. Join us on the Billions of Atoms podcast as we explore human thought, experience, and emotion, unraveling the mysteries of existence, one reflection at a time. Rediscover your place in the universe. Welcome to another episode of the Billions of Atoms podcast, where each week we explore the immeasurable interconnections that weave through the tapestry of our existence. Today's conversation ventures into a realm that challenges the very bedrock of our collective ego, a narrative deeply ingrained in our species' consciousness, the belief in human dominance over nature. For centuries, this belief has fashioned our interactions with the world around us, often placing us in a godlike position with nature as our dominion. But as we peel back layers of scientific discovery and spiritual enlightenment, a question emerges from the depths. Are we truly above nature? Or is this a tale we've told ourselves to justify our actions? In our relentless march towards progress, we've sculpted landscapes, harnessed rivers, and pierced through mountains. Yet for all our feats, nature subtly reminds us of our place within its vast realm. The gentle unfolding of a blossom, the relentless carving of canyons by rivers, or the majestic rise of mountains over millennia, stand as a testament to nature's quiet, enduring power. In moments of reflection, a hauntingly beautiful realization dawns upon us. We are not masters of this world, but participants in its intricate dance. Our actions reverberate through the web of life, echoing far beyond our immediate sight. This interconnectedness beckons us to ponder deeply on our role. Are we the conductors of this symphony, or are we merely instruments played by the hands of nature itself? The quest for harmony between humanity and nature is more than a noble aspiration. It is a necessary pilgrimage towards sustainability and existential fulfillment. In our pursuit of dominion, we have too often forgot that harmony, not dominance, holds the key to our survival and prosperity. Like strands in an intricate web, each action we undertake impacts the natural world, shaping our shared future. The importance of harmony lies in its ability to foster a respectful dialogue between human innovation and the age-old wisdom of nature. This equilibrium is essential for nurturing a world where life, in all its diversity, can flourish. As we stand at the crossroads of progress and preservation, the path to harmony offers a vision of hope, a beacon guiding us towards a more respectful, interconnected existence with the world that cradles us. So what are the roots of dominance? Human beings are remarkable creatures. We are storytellers, inventors, artists, and explorers who have traversed the globe, charted the stars, and unlocked many mysteries of the natural world. Our abilities to communicate through complex language, to reflect on our consciousness, and to build upon layers of accumulated knowledge distinctively set us apart in the animal kingdom. And yet, as we stand in awe of our achievements, a humbling truth shadows our grandeur. We are, irrevocably, animals ourselves. Descended from apes, our DNA weaves through the fabric of life, connecting us to every living organism on this planet. This biological kinship challenges the pedestal we've placed ourselves upon, reminding us that the stamp of our lowly origins is indelible. Speciesism, like a fog that obscures the radiance of dawn, veils the inherent value of all life forms under the shadow of hierarchy. This notion, suggesting a preferential treatment and moral consideration towards humans above other species, stems from the same roots as our perceived dominance over nature. It prompts an introspective inquiry into the ethics of our interactions with life that shares the earth with us. How do we justify the distinction between the worth of species, and what does it reflect about our view of ourselves within the natural world? In the grand tapestry of existence, every thread plays a pivotal role in maintaining the balance and beauty of the whole. The butterfly that flutters by, carrying pollen from one flower to another, or the humble earthworm tilling the soil, each contributes to the intricate web that sustains life. When we examine speciesism through a philosophical lens, it challenges us to question the very foundation of our values and the criteria by which we measure significance in the universe. Acknowledging the impact of speciesism invites us to consider a more inclusive perspective, one that honors the interconnectedness of all beings. It beckons us to transcend the barriers we have constructed, not only between ourselves and other species, but also between us and a more profound understanding of our place in the cosmos. Could it be that in relinquishing the reins of dominance and acknowledging the intrinsic value of all life, we may find a deeper sense of belonging and purpose in the grand scheme of things? This contemplation nudges us towards a path of empathy and unity, paving the way for a harmonious coexistence with the myriad forms of life that share our planetary home. What are the practical implications and solutions for us as human beings? In the murmuring whispers of the wind and the rhythmic cadences of the ocean waves, nature communicates its wisdom, teaching us the principles of balance and coexistence. From these observations arise the question of how we, as a species, intertwined with the very fabric of the natural world, might adjust our sails to harness the wind of change towards sustainable living. The practical implications of our philosophical musings extend far beyond mere contemplation, rooting themselves in the fertile ground of accountable solutions. Firstly, the concept of living harmoniously with nature urges us to reconceptualize our approach to consumption and production. It beckons a shift towards sustainability, where renewable resources and green technologies replace the relentless extraction of Earth's finite bounty. This transition requires not only innovation, but a fundamental change in the collective consciousness, where the value of an action is measured by its long-term impacts on the planet's health. Furthermore, the rewilding of spaces, both large and small, offers a tangible remedy to the scars we've etched into the landscape. By allowing nature to reclaim its rightful territory, we facilitate a healing process, encouraging biodiversity and restoring ecosystems. This endeavor, however, demands a willingness to step back, to cede control, and to observe with humility as nature charts its course. Far from suggesting a complete change to the proteins we eat, a slight shift towards a more plant-based diet not only alleviates the burden on the planet's resources, but also extends an olive branch to our fellow earthlings, recognizing their right to live free from harm and exploitation. At the heart of these solutions lies the recognition of our interconnectedness with all life forms. Education plays a pivotal role in this realization, weaving the threads of ecological awareness and compassion into the fabric of our societies. By instilling a sense of wonder and respect for nature from an early age, we cultivate a generation of stewards ready to protect and nurture the world that sustains us. Yet the path to harmony is not walked alone. Collaboration across nations, cultures, and disciplines is imperative. Like a grand orchestra, each member's contribution is vital to the symphony's success. Through international agreements, shared knowledge, and collective action, we create a chorus of change echoing our commitment to a sustainable future. In contemplating practical solutions, we find ourselves at the nexus of philosophy and action, where thoughts meet deed. It is here, in the realization of our ideals, that we begin to sculpt a more compassionate, sustainable existence, one that honors the web of life in which we are but a single strand. Speaking of interconnectedness, the concept of speciesism, akin to the arbitrary nature of racism, compels us to reassess our place in nature. Just as we now recognize the unjustness of deeming one human life more valuable than another based on arbitrary distinctions, so too must we question the morality of placing our species above all others. Animals across the spectrum engage in behaviors that once thought uniquely human. Elephants mourn their dead. Dolphins call each other by name, and octopuses exhibit problem-solving skills that rival our own. These revelations not only highlight the intellectual capabilities of other species, but also remind us of our shared vulnerability and the capacity for suffering. In the shadow of our advancements and dominion lies an unspoken question echoing through the corridors of time. What are the ethical boundaries of our relationship with the natural world? This introspection invites us to ponder the essence of empathy and moral responsibility. Do we extend our circle of compassion only as far as our similarities reach? Or do we dare to empathize with beings vastly different from ourselves? The narratives of history are replete with the gravitas of change, often spurred by a collective awakening to truths long ignored. Just as society eventually recognized the profound errors of past injustices, there is a burgeoning awareness around the rights and sentient nature of non-human life forms. This represents not merely an evolution of ethics, but a broadening of our moral and philosophical vistas. Indeed, if we are to truly absorb the lessons nature imparts, we must open ourselves to a dialogue not of words, but of being. Understanding that each creature, from the tiniest insect to the grandest whale, plays an indispensable role in the symphony of existence, challenges us to redefine progress. It is not a testament to our ingenuity to bend nature to our will, but rather our ability to live within its bounds, complementing rather than conquering the natural course. This pivot is more than an act of preservation. It is an ode to the intrinsic value of life in all its forms. By crafting a society that respects and reveres the complexity of the natural world, we sow the seeds of a more compassionate, just, and sustainable future. In the grand tapestry of interconnectedness, it becomes clear that each action, each choice woven by humanity impacts not only our story, but the collective narrative of life on this planet. And what about spirituality and the value of life? Our spiritual traditions, too, offer a mirror reflecting our interconnectedness with the natural world. From the respect for all beings in Jainism to the Christian call to stewardship of God's creation and the Buddhist vision for a life free from suffering for all sentient beings, spirituality across cultures reinforces the notion that our dominion over Earth comes with a profound responsibility to care, protect, and value equally. In this contemplative pursuit of harmony with the natural world, spirituality emerges not as an escape from reality, but as a profound engagement with it. It calls us to transcend the ego, to see beyond the illusion of separation, and to recognize our shared essence with all of existence. This spiritual awakening beckons us to approach life with reverence, understanding that each breath, each life form, from the leaf trembling in the wind to the bird soaring high above, is a manifestation of the divine. The spiritual narrative imbues our environmental efforts with a deeper significance, suggesting that our endeavors to heal the planet are in essence acts of sacred service. It proposes that true ecological balance cannot be achieved through technology and policy alone, but must be rooted in a transformation of the human spirit. This perspective invites us to question not only how we act, but why we act, to look inward and examine the motivations behind our engagement with the world. In doing so, spirituality offers a lens through which we can view our environmental crisis not as an external challenge to be conquered, but as reflections of our inner dissonance, calling us to cultivate inner harmony as the foundation for outer change. Within the diversity of world religions, the concept of human dominion over Earth provokes a spectrum of interpretations, each offering a unique lens through which to view our stewardship and ethical duties towards the planet. The Abrahamic traditions, for example, often begin with the notion of humans as caretakers, a role imbued with both privilege and profound responsibility. In Judaism, this caretaking role is encapsulated in the idea of tikkun olam, the obligation to repair the world, suggesting a partnership with the divine in the ongoing work for creation. Islam similarly introduces the concept of khalifa, or stewardship, regarding humanity as a trustee of the earth. This role carries with it a sacred responsibility to protect and sustain the natural world, reflecting the balance that Allah has established in all things. The Quranic perspective advocates for a harmonious existence with nature, emphasizing moderation and reminding humans of their place within the greater ecological system, not above it. Hinduism and its deeply entrenched reverence for life adds yet another dimension, articulating a vision where every form of life is sacred and interwoven with the cosmic order, or Dharma. This perception engenders a profound respect for all living beings, manifested in practice such as Ahimsa, the principle of non-harm, which guides not only interpersonal relations, but also human interaction with all creatures in the environment. Buddhism extends this vision, emphasizing the interconnectedness of all beings in the web of samsara. It teaches that all actions have consequences, or karma, and thus dominion does not confer unrestrained power, but calls for compassionate guardianship that acknowledges the suffering of all sentient beings. The Buddhist path encourages living with awareness and kindness, seeing environmental stewardship as an integral part of the spiritual practice towards enlightenment. Christianity, with its diverse interpretations across denominations, offers a multifaceted view on the relationship between humans and the natural world. Central to many Christian teachings is the concept of stewardship, derived from the belief that the earth and all forms of life within it are creations of God, entrusted to human care. This stewardship is encapsulated in the Genesis command to fill the earth and subdue it, a phrase which has been historically debated and pondered over by theologians. Some interpret this dominion as a license for exploitation, while others see it as a sacred duty to guard and nurture God's creation with love and responsibility. The parable of the talents further enriches this narrative, illustrating the importance of not just conserving, but also enhancing the gifts given by God. Hence, environmental stewardship becomes an act of faith, an expression of love and reverence for the Creator through the careful and respectful management of His creation. The concept of creation care thus emerges, framing environmentalism within a spiritual mandate that calls for a conscious and conscientious engagement with the world. This Christian perspective inspires a deep reflection on the nature of our interactions with the environment. It challenges the faithful to ask themselves, are we guardians of God's creation, acting in ways that foster life, beauty, and sustainability? Or have we strayed from this divine commission, contributing instead to the degradation and suffering? In this light, the environmental crisis transcends scientific and political dimensions, becoming a spiritual crisis that calls for a profound reassessment of our values and lifestyles. Christianity, in its invocation of stewardship, offers both a call to action and a hopeful vision for a restored harmony between humanity and the natural world, echoing the biblical vision of a peaceable kingdom where all creation lives in balance and mutual respect. These diverse religious perspectives converge on a common theme, that human dominion over the earth is not a license for exploitation, but a call to wise, compassionate stewardship. They invite us to deeper contemplation of what it means to rule, suggesting that true dominion lies not in the assertion of power over others, but in the cultivation of understanding, respect, and care for the natural world. Indeed, as we venture deeper into the understanding of our place within the cosmos, the binary dominance and submission fades, giving way to a more nuanced appreciation of coexistence and mutual respect. It beckons us to view ourselves not as rulers of the natural world, but as an integral part of its wondrous diversity. So, on this journey of rediscovery, today's discussion invites you to join us in rethinking the traditional narrative of human dominance. It's not about diminishing the marvels of human achievement, but opening our hearts and minds to a more inclusive understanding of intelligence, value, and the sanctity of life. How can we, as individuals and collectively, shift our perspective to recognize the intrinsic worth of all life forms? In what ways can we reflect on our daily choices, actions, and beliefs to foster a deeper connection with the natural world? Can we envision a future where humans act not as conquerors, but as conscientious guardians of the planet, celebrating diversity and complexity of life? In pondering our role amid the myriad forms of life that adorn this planet, how does the acknowledgement of our position not as supreme beings, but as fellow inhabitants, enrich the essence of human existence? As we ponder these questions, we encourage you to engage in conversations about our relationship with nature. Share your thoughts, experiences, and visions for a world where humanity and nature thrive in harmony. We are all billions of atoms. We are part of everything and everyone. Humanity stands at a crossroads now, poised between clinging to the vestiges of a domination-based ethos or stepping boldly into a new paradigm of mutual respect and symbiotic living with the natural world. The question that looms large in this moment of decision is not merely how we will act, but who will we become in the process? Will we evolve into beings who see the earth as a living library of wisdom, a source of life and learning, or will we remain stuck in the patterns that view the natural world as nothing more than a repository of resources to be exploited? This critical juncture invites us to reimagine our place in the universe, to question the narratives that have led us here, and to courageously craft new stories that honor this interconnectedness of all life. It beckons us to ask ourselves, what does it mean to truly live in harmony with nature? How can we, in our everyday lives, become architects of a more compassionate and sustainable world? What role does humanity play in reshaping our relationship with the earth and its myriad inhabitants? In the spirit of exploration and openness, we encourage you to ponder these questions deeply, discuss them with your communities, and share your insights. It is through collective introspection and dialogue that we can begin to weave a tapestry of understanding and action that reflects our highest aspirations for the planet and all who call it home. In the tapestry of existence, understanding that we share this planet with a multitude of sentient beings offers a profound expansion of our moral and spiritual horizon. It is a revelation that invites not merely acknowledgement, but a heartful engagement with the lives that animate the world alongside us. Recognizing the sentience of others, the fact that they too experience joy, they suffer, have families, and play roles in their respective ecosystems, enriches our own existence with a deeper sense of connection and empathy. When we see ourselves as part of a larger community of life, our actions gain new dimensions of significance. We no longer act solely for our gain, but become mindful of our impact on others, leading us towards more compassionate and sustainable choices. This interconnectedness reveals a shared destiny, a collective voyage on the spaceship Earth, where the well-being of one is inextricably linked to the well-being of all. Living in awareness of this shared sentience fosters a meaningful and happy life rooted in the joy of kinship and the peace of coexistence. It challenges us to reimagine our roles not as dominators, but as custodians and companions. The happiness derived from this profound connection transcends the fleeting pleasures of consumption and control, offering instead lasting contentment born of mutual respect and love. In this awareness, every act of kindness towards another being, every choice that respects the web of life, and every moment of awe in the presence of nature's marvels becomes threads in the fabric of a fulfilling, joyous existence. By recognizing our shared sentience, we are invited to participate more fully in the dance of life, enriching our own experiences and contributing to the creation of a world where happiness and meaning flourish in the harmony of all beings. This moment of reflection brings us to the cusp of a humbling realization. The planet, the universe at large, exists in a state of majestic indifference to the peculiarities of human existence. Our planet, a mere speck in the vast cosmic dance, whirls through the void, hosting a symphony of life that has flourished long before us and will, in all likelihood, continue long after our chapter has closed. This thought, rather than diminishing our significance, elevates our understanding of interconnectedness. It underscores the notion that every action, every life, contributes to the continuation of this grand narrative, regardless of human recognition or remembrance. the face of this universal continuum, how do we position our existence, our legacy? Are we not compelled to think beyond the immediacy of our impact, to consider how our acts resonate through the fabric of the living world? It invites an introspective examination of our place within an interconnected cosmos, where our choices ripple through the interconnected web of being, influencing the course of life in seen and unseen ways. Such contemplation stirs a profound respect for the resilience and persistency of life itself, urging us to adopt a stance of reverence and humility. It beckons us to live in a manner that honors the legacy of life on Earth, contributing to a tapestry that outlives us, that speaks of a species that knew its place in the cosmos order and acted with awareness of its profound connection to all existence. By contemplating our impermanent footprint on the eternal expanse of the universe, we find a powerful incentive to forge a legacy of balance, compassion, and stewardship. For in the grand scheme of things, the measure of our time here may lie not in the monuments we build, nor the accolades we gather, but in how we enrich the interconnected web of life, leaving a harmonious path for those who follow in the dance of existence. Our discussion today is but a single thread in the vast, intricate web of existence. Yet, it's through these explorations that we come to appreciate the beauty of the entire tapestry. Thank you for being a part of this conversation. Together, may we tread lightly on the path of discovery, seeking not to conquer, but to comprehend. I do hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Billions of Atoms podcast. And remember, I am part of you, and you are part of me. And we are part of everything and everyone.